Hello, everybody. Monday, December 20th, 2021. Welcome to the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. Another week of great training. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome. I think you're going to really like what we have going on here. Now, whether you've been around for a bit or you're brand new, if you haven't yet, what you should do, you need to do, is to pause this video, and every Monday, I attach another video to the training, which is entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. It's a bit of a longer video, I admit, but you only need to watch it once and then you're good to go. And it gives all the backstory and critical details that you need to understand what I explain in these daily videos. I make a video like this every day. And if you don't watch that other video at least once, a lot of the stuff I'm going to talk about won't make sense to you. And then you won't optimize your experience with Linchpin, and I don't want that to happen. So pause this, watch the other one, then come on back. Here we go. I trust that you did that. The workout of the day, why not half Murph? So Murph is probably one of the most well-known workouts in CrossFit, and it's a hero workout for a SEAL that lost his life. And I did not know him personally. I was a SEAL in a previous life. I did have no people who lost their lives associated with that whole situation or whatnot. So Murph is always an interesting workout for me personally when it comes up. But every hero workout that pops up, there's a real human being that has a story and lost their life behind that. And if you're interested in learning more about it, just go to Google, type in CrossFit Hero, and then whatever the named workout happens to be, and you could read their bio and backstory and things like that. So there's a whole Murph, but today we're just doing half Murph. And here's what half Murph is. It's for time, an 800-meter run, 50 pull-ups, 100 push-ups, 150 air squats, and then another 800-meter run. The last time we did this was on January, February, March, April 26th, 2021. If you want to go back into your BTWB app, see how it went for you, how did you break things up, do you need to make a different decision today, etc., etc. Now you'll note that it says partition the pull-ups, push-ups, and squats as needed. You start and finish with the 800-meter run, and if you've got a 20-pound vest for men or a 14-pound vest or body armor, feel free to wear it. So, tough workout. What it means, in case you're unfamiliar with it, with partition the pull-ups, push-ups, and squats as needed, is you can do this half Murph just as I said. You do the 800-meter run, you come in, you just knock out 50 pull-ups in as many sets until you finally finish 50, then you do a big set of 100 push-ups, breaking it up as needed, same with 150 air squats. Or you can take those gymnastics movements and the pull-ups, push-ups, and air squats, and do, for example, 10 rounds of 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, and 15 air squats. And if you do 10 rounds of that, that gets you to the overall numbers. That's what it means, that you can partition it as you want. Or you could split it up. You can split up in any way that you want. You just bookend it with an 800-meter run, and you have to knock out that gymnastics work in the middle. We've got some other equipment conversions in case you don't want to do the 800-meter run. You're going to be on a bike or a rower. We've got you covered there. We've got videos showing a couple of different styles of kipping pull-up, the push-ups, and air squats. Data pull from beyond the whiteboard. Super fitness robot time for this. Men, 22 minutes and 30 seconds. Women, 24 minutes and 30 seconds. More likely time. Men, 29 minutes and 30 seconds. Women, 32 minutes, 30 seconds. The wild card option is going to be not a half Murph, but a half Murph, aka a quarter Murph. So for time, 400 meter run, 25 pull-ups, 50 push-ups, 75 air squats, and then another 400 meter run. Here's the kicker. Now, again, wear the vest if you want, partition the gymnastics work in the center in any way that you so desire. You do that quarter Murph, rest 5 minutes, and then you do it again. So it's almost like this interesting interval style Murph where you might be able to push the pace a bit more. Variance is your friend. If you've done the half Murph several times and you want a little bit of a different challenge, the wild card option might be a great thing for you. And there's less of the gymnastics movements each time, so that might keep some athletes moving better, which is great. Scaled option for time, 400 meter run, 25 pull-ups or ring rows, 50 push-ups, knee push-ups, or elevated push-ups, 75 air squats, and then ending with another 400 meter run. And again, partition everything in the middle as needed, and I would not wear a vest for the scaled option. Video showing the ring row, the various styles of push-ups, and how to get a pull-up. Limited equipment option is half Murph. They've got everything needed, so it's precisely the same as a workout of the day. Their goal times are the same. For the no equipment workout, they don't have a pull-up bar. So they're going to do an 800 meter run, 100 push-ups, 150 air squats, and then another 800 meter run. And I would still say you could partition those push-ups and air squats in any way that you want there. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. This is an either or, not a both. And you don't have to do any accessory work ever, your whole life, ever. But if you choose to, you can do one of these things, not both. Either dumbbell box step-ups, 30 to 40 reps total, alternating legs each time. You choose the height, you choose the loading, video showing that. Or three heavy triples of the front squat, resting 2 to 4 minutes between sets, video showing that movement. The other part of the optional accessory work is just hang from a pull-up bar, help that grip strength out, and it'll probably feel like a really nice stretch in your upper body after Murph. Accumulate 2 to 3 minutes. Doesn't need to be unbroken. It's going to accumulate it. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg and the chest and pecs, hands behind. Both of those have videos. And I will end today with this text that we have at the end of each day, and we mean it at Lynchpin. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I will see you tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.